I'm Khushwant Singh. I'm nearing 85. In 1947, when India became independent, I was a practicing lawyer at Lahore, and I just came out and came to Delhi to watch the celebrations of Indian independence. British themselves agreed to quit the country. They'd also committed themselves to dividing the country into Pakistan and India. Muslim-Hindu riots had broken out all over the Punjab, including Lahore, or sections of the city had gone up in flames. Then about the 13th of August, I felt I should get to Delhi to know what was going on. In any case, the Independence Day celebrations were to take place here. So I drove down all the way to Delhi on what is known as the Grand Trunk Road. It's about the most eerie drive I've ever had, because it was all through the day I was driving this 250-mile distance. There's not a soul on the road. No traffic. The village seems petrified. No bullock carts, no people, no nothing. Till I came to within 30 miles of Delhi in the afternoon, I saw a jeep parked in the middle of the road. They were Sikhs, my own community. They were all armed to the teeth with rifles. But since they were my own community, I felt a little more reassured, so I drove up to them and heard to my horror that they'd been on the spree killing Muslims in all the villages and driving them out. Well, I came into Delhi where my parents were living, and we said, let's go and see the celebrations, what's going to happen. So we turned up outside Parliament House at night, about 10 o'clock. There was an enormous throng around, and a lot of shouting of slogans about Mahatma Gandhi Ki Jai and Inqilab Zindabad, which means long live revolution, and generally sense of euphoria. Then just about midnight, there's a total hush. Then after that, Pandit Nehru's famous speech. I could sense that well-crafted speech. He must have been working at it for quite some time. There was nothing spontaneous about it. It was very well-worded and very moving. There was absolute silence to hear his voice. And he had this somewhat exaggerated English accent. Remember very well his opening lines. Long years ago, we made it a tryst with destiny, as he pronounced it, made a tryst with destiny, that kind of imitation English voice. I don't know whether they spoke that in Harrow, but that's where he learned it. And then as he ended, the crowds broke out in thunderous applause, and they were sort of dancing and shouting in the streets. And I got home at about 2 o'clock at night. At the same time, the city was going up in flames in Delhi itself. The Muslims were being driven out by the hundreds of thousands. They were in refugee camps. So the two things went side by side. The great celebrations for independence and the realization of the enormous tragedy that was taking place at the same time, and we somehow tried to forget one and think only of the other. But gradually, the truth dawned as time went by.